This programming is sponsored by Metro. Introducing Metro Downtown Direct, helping riders get home for the holidays with nonstop service between downtown and Bush Intercontinental Airport. Details at ridemetro.org/500.
Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Matt Harab. The Texas A&M University System Board of Regents approved a new policy to limit curriculum related to race and gender identity. Our Kyle McClenaghan says the policy change gives university system presidents an effective veto over such courses.
According to the Texas A&M University course catalog, there are currently over 150 courses regarding gender and/or sex offered on the main campus. The new policy means all of those classes would be subject to pre-approval by the campus president. Robert Shibley, special counsel for the Foundation of Individual Rights and Expression, says the policy amounts to academic censorship.
This is really a prescription for a huge amount of interference. It makes one-stop shopping for people who would like to put political pressure on these colleges to change what they are willing to teach.
The policy change also requires faculty not to stray from the approved course syllabi. I'm Kyle McClenaghan in Houston.
Texas was front and center in the efforts to ban hemp products containing THC before Congress passed a national ban as part of the legislation to end the federal shutdown. Bo Whitney, an economist and consultant to the hemp industry, says Texas could now bear one of the highest costs of almost any state.
There's roughly 6,350 businesses that are projected to fail as a result of this and displace over 40,000 workers. And so this is a significant blow to the Texas economy.
Whitney warns that the law is worded in such a way as to discourage farmers from planting any hemp. Houston police have given a 30-day notice to families to claim the cremated remains of their loved ones who were left at Richardson Mortuary in South Houston. The facility is under investigation after video was posted online of bodies being kept in a building without air conditioning. The co-owners of the mortuary have been charged with 3 counts of abusing a corpse. Multiple outlets report that authorities have connected 22 cremated remains with next of kin. However, there are still about 57 left over. Family members have until December 12th to claim them. I'm Matt Harab, News 88.